Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kwana. How can I help you?
Hi. I was talking to somebody, and I think I got disconnected. Yeah, I have a problem here. I filled out a survey on my email for Ace Hardware, and they told me that I would get I could pick a prize, I guess you'd call it, and all I would be paying would be shipping, and I got charged twice on the shipping instead of once.
I have your zip code.
93427.
That was 93427?
That is correct, yes.
And the first and last name?
Susan Perry.
Perry as in P-E-R-R-Y?
Yes, that is correct, yes. Is the name of this company Save By Day?
Yes, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address?
Yes, 235 Deming Way, Buellton, California.
Do you know of, what is the telephone number, ma'am?
My telephone number?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure which phone I used because I don't know that there would have been a telephone number. This was done through email. This wasn't done.
I know it was done online.
Yeah. So I don't know which phone number would be there. I'd probably 805-868-7700 would more than likely be the right
number. Let me try that number.
Okay.
Okay, I have 805-868-7700. Okay, can I try to pull up an account by your email address?
Okay, S-P-E-R, that's S-P, P as in Paul, E-R, 2324, at Comcast.net.
And that was S as in Sam, P-E-R?
Yes.
There's nothing showing.
I'm not understanding this whole thing. I did not get any confirmation of the product. All I got was from my bank. The only notification I got was from my bank that these two charges were made for $9.99. And the odd thing is that I used a MasterCard, and it was supposed to be cheaper if you used a MasterCard. So,
okay, ma'am. If you still have that card available, can I get the first six and the last four of that card number?
No, I'm sorry, I can't give you that.
Okay, ma'am. You'll have to contact your bank about the charges.
I did. And they told me that it's still pending. And,
okay, well, ma'am, that's the last method that I can try to use to pull up an account.
Well, I guess we're just stuck. And I don't think this is a very honest company. I think it's just a moneymaker. I don't expect to get any merchandise just charge on my card. And after that whole thing came up, then they charged me $21 for some other gadget, which I didn't order. Which, that gadget, I got a confirmation on, so I had an order number, so I was able to cancel that. But this thing, I never got any confirmation that it even happened, except from my bank. Does this happen all the time?
No, ma'am, it doesn't. It's very rare.
Okay, well, I guess, I don't ever give out my credit card number online, on the telephone, so
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support.